Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Rainey. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Chuck Rainey. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Terry Francona. Batting third. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. And now, play ball. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Hall moves to second. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball towards right. Cromartie catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey fires to first and picks off Raines. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Davis and he is out, Bowa applying the tag. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a line drive towards third. Wallach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Carter reaches second base with a double. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wallach moves to second. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Francona. Durham reaches second base with a double. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carter strikes out. two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-1 in the game. Rainey strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey fires to first and picks off Raines. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing center field. Terry Francona now playing left field. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lee. Sandberg moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Wallach moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn strikes out. One out. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-2 in the game. Rainey is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rainey. White moves to third. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Bruststar now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Carter reaches second base with a double. Cromarty goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach is walked intentionally. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.